I'm April.
And I'm Harley.
Here with a special Home for the Holidays edition of Housekeep, a series where we celebrate the holiday season with first-time homeowners and HUD Housing Voucher recipients.
Because there's no better place to be than home for the holidays.
Think bigger. What are your hopes and dreams? And, you know, one of them was owning a home.
Our guest today is spending the holiday season in her very own home for the first time. She graduated from HUD's Family Self-Sufficiency Program and joined the more than 200 homeowners helped through the Rochester Public Housing Authority. Ashley, it's great to have you on the program today.
Hi, it's great to be here today.
How are you celebrating the holidays in your new home?
I am actually going to be doing a Christmas dinner for the first time in my home. It's a tradition I do every year with my kids. We're going to be doing a gingerbread house competition. Also making cookies and some desserts on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we're going to sit back a little bit and just relax and do like family movies and games and stuff like that.
That's great. Are they excited about the gingerbread house competition? That sounds like a lot of fun.
My Tyler will be more so. He has just gotten into that whole sweet tooth thing. So now he's like, oh, I want to try this. I want to try that. And the kids are like, oh, okay, fine. Let's feed him everything.
That's awesome. So that should be a very memorable event in your house. So Ashley, let's talk about your pathway to homeownership. What drove you to pursue this huge goal?
So when I officially started the program, I didn't really know much about it. The ladies I work with the program, they actually was asking me, would you be interested in the program? You know, what are some of your goals? And I gave them some goals. And they were like, oh, no, like give me like 5 goals. There's something that you want to accomplish. So they kind of gave me a little bit more insight of it. And it was like, well, you know, we're doing a family self-sufficiency and we're looking for people to, you know, get in a program and want to, you know, do something more with their life. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll give it a shot. You know, I was, you know, a little bit younger at the time frame. So I was like, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it out. Didn't really think much of it until they started telling me to think bigger. Look, you know, what are your hopes and dreams? And, you know, one of them was owning a home for me and my family, and I just started from there.
Did you feel that homeownership was within your reach at that time?
Actually, to be honest, no, I didn't, because I was like in my early, well, I'm not going to say the age out loud, but I was younger and I was a young mom with 2 kids at the time frame, and I was like, I just want to be able to provide for my kids, pay my bills, and save some money so that I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. And that's where she was like, no, think bigger. What do you want to be in life? What is your goals? What are your accomplishments? And at the time, I had a job that was paycheck to paycheck. And she was like, start there. What do you want? And I'm like, well, you know what? I do want a better job. I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck anymore. She was like, okay, well, that's one. And then she was just like, name off some more goals. And I was like, well, you know, I want to be able to, you know, own a business. She was like, okay. And then she was like, well, I want to own a home. I don't want to rent. So when she said think bigger, I was like, you know what? I want to have that American dream of owning a house, having that white picket fence with my kids and, you know, little animals or whatever, a little dog or something like that. And that started being, you know, my eye on the prize. So I was like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to do this. And then, you know, they helped and guided me throughout the years, and was like, hey, listen, we are on a 5-year plan. You can get it done. If you don't get it done in 5 years, it's okay. Keep going.
Once they helped you identify those goals, how did the Family Self-Sufficiency Program actually help you achieve them?
I started off with like a money management class, and it was like certain things they said that we had to do. So we had to come in for at least monthly meetings, bring in my credit report, show them what's on my credit report, work to trying to get some of those things off my credit report so I can have an increased credit score. Then it was I had to take budgeting classes. First was money management, then was budgeting, and then I had to do a home ownership course as well, sit through the course and, you know, actually take the little mini quiz and pass to get a certificate. So it was a really big learning process all the way around that was really beneficial.
Now that you're in your own home, does it live up to your expectations? What about homeownership is different than you expected?
One of the things I had to look at that was very different was like when something kind of like broke or needed to be done, I had to do it. Mm-hmm. So my son, he was playing basketball and he broke out one of my windows right after we got there. It was an accident. And I'm like, gosh, now I got to fix this. But it taught me how to do management, upkeeping of my own property versus, you know, calling a landlord or calling, you know, someone else to do it. I've been in Home Depot more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's that sense of, you know, self-satisfaction. You're like, okay, yes, I got it done.
It's just that pride and that overwhelming feeling of accomplishment that, you know, that sticks out for me personally.
What advice would you give someone who wants to be a homeowner but feels intimidated by the process?
The biggest thing that helped me was to sit down, write out what my goals was, write out like a game plan and a timeline, and give myself a certain time to do it, whether it's a year, a couple months, or 2 years. It gave me a purpose of something to look at and to stay focused and to keep that fight and drive and determination for it.
So, Ashley, if there is anyone out there who is thinking about becoming a homeowner and they want to start working on that path to self-sufficiency, would you recommend the FSS program to them?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Before we sign off, I'd love to hear, what does 2021 have in store for you and your family?
With the house, I'm planning on getting my driveway done. I'm kind of super excited about that. I know it sounds kind of corny, but I am. And then I also am looking into becoming a business owner.
That's how you know you're becoming a grown-up, when we get excited about things like getting our driveway done or painting the walls in the house. Ashley, it was a pleasure talking to you, and we wish you and your family a happy holiday season.
Oh, I'm so thankful, and I'm happy to be here today with you guys. And happy holidays to everyone, and I wish everyone a safe and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to House Keys, the podcast all about housing and the people who make it possible. You can visit us online at hud.gov/podcast and in the Apple iTunes.